The rest of the NFL expected Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills and those cold winds at Rich Stadium to cool off the red-hot Jaguars in an AFC wildcard game on December 28, 1996. The second-year franchise was on a five-game winning streak, the longest in their short history, and they appeared to have a touch of destiny when Atlanta's normally sure-footed Morton Anderson missed a chip-shot field goal that would have ended their season. Instead, the Jaguars arrived in Buffalo with a why-not-us rally cry. The Jaguars and Mark Brunell couldn't get their offense on track, and it was the defense which provided the game-changing play when defensive end Clyde Simmons intercepted Kelly and took it 20 yards for the game-tying score.
Clyde's got it at the 20. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Clyde Simmons, touchdown, Jaguars!
Thomas added another touchdown in the second quarter, but that was quickly matched by Natron Means, whose late-season emergence was a critical component in the Jaguars' playoff run.
Breaks a tackle. He's at the 30. Natron, 25, 20. He's gone. He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Holy smokes. Talk about putting it in your face.
His 30-yard score right into the teeth of the Bills' defense helped send the game to the half tied at 17. More importantly, it sent the message to an aging Buffalo squad that the upstart bunch from North Florida wasn't going to leave happy to have simply been there. Nothing changed headed into the final quarter. The teams were still tied. The first team to blink, to make a mistake, seemed destined to fail. But the first team was the Jaguars, when Buffalo defensive back Jeff Burris intercepted Brunell and returned it for a touchdown, pushing the score to 27-20. Brunell responded with a 10-play drive that chewed up 65 yards in almost 6 minutes. His quick screen pass to Jimmy Smith and Mike Hollis' extra point shot, which banked off the upright, tied the game at 27 halfway through the final quarter. The game hung in the balance when Chris Hudson and Aaron Beasley met Jim Kelly with force at the Jaguars' 42, where Hudson forced a fumble that Beasley recovered. Brunell moved the Jaguars to the Bills' 27 for the game-winning field goal, and in the process, on to Denver for a date with John Elway and the AFC's best team.
Here's the man! Here's the man!
The Jaguars' first playoff victory was in Buffalo, but that didn't stop the Jaguars fans from seeing their team in person. A huge crowd waited for their return in Jacksonville and would power them on to Denver.